Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, James Comer is giving a great, rousing speech right now in front of the House ahead of the 13th vote that will soon commence. Now, sadly, I do want to go to this quickly, but it's being reported that some of the members switched their vote because they wanted to get out of there, they wanted to go home, or apparently wanted to be part of some January 6th ceremony. Now, that's what the establishment media is reporting, whether you believe that or not, I don't know, but that's what they're saying. Oh, they skipped the vote, they changed their vote, they flipped their vote because they want to get out of there, they want to go home, or they want to go to a January 6th ceremony. That's what's being reported. But this James Comer speech has been great so far. Let's pick it up live.
Committee to deal with potential waste, fraud, or abuse of the COVID funds. Not a single hearing. And we all know, despite what Dr. Fauci said, American tax dollars were sent through EcoHealth Alliance to the Wuhan lab in China for gain-of-function research.
Cheer for that, Republicans. Get off your ass. This is huge.
Has it come before Congress in the House of Representatives? The American people deserve answers
on
COVID-19, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy has given the Republican majority the tools necessary to make that possible.
I disagree with that, but okay. I'd love to see how Kevin McCarthy's done any of that.
The past 6 years investigating a president for potential wrongdoing in Ukraine and Russia. Now let me say this loud and clear. The Republicans will also investigate a president for potential wrongdoing in Ukraine and Russia, as well as China. The American people have a lot of questions for Dr. Fauci, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Secretary Mayorkas. We can't have those questions. We can't ask those questions until we get organized and elect our speaker. The role of the Oversight Committee under Speaker Pelosi was a full-time committee to harass the previous president, a committee to advocate for wage social issues, which the Oversight Committee had absolutely no jurisdiction, and a committee totally uninterested in the American taxpayer. In a Republican majority under Speaker Kevin McCarthy and many of my friends embedded in these negotiations, the House Oversight Committee, with strong members like Byron Donald and Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan, will return to its original mission of identifying waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement in the federal government and holding unelected bureaucrats accountable.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we're joined by Dr. Peter McCullough on the other side, go ahead and just pull that down for a second. Now, this is what's going to be interesting here. This is, look, even if McCarthy gets in on this 13th ballot, there was still a massive victory had here by Matt Gaetz and the holdouts. Because here's what you've done now. You've now put the onus on Kevin McCarthy to follow through with what Republicans like James Comer want to be done, with investigations into Fauci, investigations into Biden, and some of the other things he's mentioning here, getting a rousing standing applause. So you've now forced McCarthy to either do this stuff, or he's going to look even worse than before, and you're going to have members of Congress like James Comer and others who are putting their faith in McCarthy to get this stuff done. When he doesn't, they're going to realize, okay, I shouldn't have listened to the swamp. I shouldn't have listened to the deep state. I got tricked. I got confused. McCarthy stabbed me in the back. And so they're going to have to learn this the hard way. And you have a situation where McCarthy is basically getting in as the Speaker of the House already under massive scrutiny, already under the magnifying glass, and everything he does is going to be scrutinized and watched closely. And if he doesn't do the will of the people, and he doesn't do the will of the Republicans that want to see these investigations into Fauci and into Biden and other such things done, then there's going to be a massive upheaval, and he's going to be ousted, even though he won't get the one individual ouster rule. He's going to continue to maintain the Pelosi rule that I think it takes five or so.
they'll be 10, they'll be 20, they'll be 30, and the disgraceful fall of Kevin McCarthy will end up being a more positive thing for the Republican Party. So really it comes down to this. Either Kevin McCarthy will be fully exposed as a deep state operative, or he's going to be forced to do the will of the people, and the people that voted McCarthy are going to have to learn the hard way. Shouldn't have listened to the GOP establishment. I got screwed again.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself, because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Count It Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Count It Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's a great honor and privilege to be joined now by Dr. Peter McCullough, and there is so much that we've got to get to with Dr. McCullough. First of all, a big announcement. Folks, you know about the wellness company, started with Dr. Peter McCullough and others, and now OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com. Folks, the resources are available. The good doctors are being made available to you. And this is all good news, because we've learned not just to not have trust in our government institutions when it comes to health, but actually to have complete distrust, unfortunately, with everything we've seen post-COVID. And so Dr. McCullough joins me now. I also want to talk about the Fauci files. I want to talk about the situation with DeMar Hamlin, the NFL player. But Dr. Peter McCullough, as we bring you on today, where would you like to begin? I know there's a lot of things on your mind and plate right now as well.
Well, let's start with some good news on DeMar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety. Full cardiac arrest on Monday night, now 3.5 days into it. As I correctly prognosticated for America on Tucker Carlson on Tuesday night, he's well on his way to making a full neurologic recovery. Reports today he's able to FaceTime with his teammates. He's off the mechanical ventilator. And I watched the press conference, Owen, with the doctors at your Cincinnati Medical Center. And I think what's important is what they didn't say. They didn't say that he had a readily identifiable congenital heart condition like hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or various forms of electrical conduction system diseases. I think where the doctors are heading are the same diagnosis I mentioned to the American people on Tuesday night, that I think we're looking at COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis and sudden cardiac death. That's indeed if he's taking the vaccine. And it's time for the patient, the family, the Bills, the NFL, the media, to come out and just disclose his vaccine status.
Well, and let's get into that right now, because, you know, this is a difficult subject to breach for multiple reasons, because, look, we do believe in medical privacy. But, you know, here's the problem. That has been so damaged since COVID, whether it's, oh, everybody has to wear a mask or everybody has to take a vaccine and, oh, I want to go have a cheeseburger or go to a ball game, I have to show my vaccine status. So it's kind of like, you know, that whole protective thing where, hey, we appreciate everyone's medical privacy. Look, we weren't the ones that blew that dam up, Dr. McCullough. We were not the ones that blew that dam up. So the very people telling us, hey, you're not allowed to know about his vaccine status. Well, now hold on a second. You were the ones that wanted us to walk around with basically a barcode on our head, letting people know whether they've had a vaccine or not, just to get access to places. So you guys blew up the medical privacy issue, not us. But getting back to that, it goes beyond just this NFL football player, and that's why I think this is so important. Hundreds of millions of Americans took this vaccine under false pretenses. Many of them are concerned with what may be going on inside their body, not even to mention all the other NFL players that may have taken this vaccine or been forced to take this vaccine, again, under false pretenses. But As we know, the doctors in the press conference yesterday didn't mention anything about the vaccine. And we've had other doctors go on TV since, other networks say, don't bring up the vaccine. It has nothing to do with the vaccine. But Dr. McCullough, as you have stated and as I have stated, I said, look, I don't know if his cardiac arrest was caused by the vaccine because I don't know if he had a vaccine. But they don't seem to have that same logic. They don't know whether he's had the vaccine or not, but they're still willing to go out there and say for sure it wasn't caused by the vaccine.
And the FDA says the vaccines cause myocarditis. Before COVID-19, our guidance in cardiology says we cannot let players go on the athletic field with clinical or subclinical myocarditis. This is the chain of logic. The DHS and the White House, through the COVID Community Core program in 2022, they floated out $13 billion to prominent organizations, including the NFL. So our tax dollars supported the NFL in mandating the vaccine on the players. The FDA says the vaccines cause myocarditis. Now they've all gotten the vaccine. The FDA says 95% of the players took the vaccine, and they publicly disclosed who didn't take the vaccine, including teammate Cole Beasley. So we have a situation here. Even the NFL has a public disclosure policy on injuries and medical problems for the players. At this point in time, there needs to be full disclosure of what's going on. I imagine his next steps are going to be cardiac MRI, blood testing. But every minute that they remain silent on what caused it, it leads me to believe even more that this is COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis.
Yeah, and since you bring that up, I did have questions about that, so I'm glad you went there. In that press conference, they were talking about how they hadn't run these tests, and a lot of tests still needed to be run, and I was a little confused by that because the reports were saying that they were running tests on him the whole time that he was there. And then they came out and said, well, we haven't run the necessary test. I don't want to think these doctors are lying to us. I'm not saying that. I'm just confused as a layman here. What kind of tests could they have run while he was basically on life support on the breathing machine? What kind of tests could they have run then, and but also couldn't because of his situation, that they might be able to start running now that may be able to give us answers as to what was going on with him?
You know, in the first few days, I'm sure he was on the ventilator. He was paralyzed and sedated. He had standard ICU monitoring, electrocardiographic and pulmonary monitoring. He did have cardiac echocardiography, I'm sure of that, so they already know in generally the structure and the flow within the heart. They did detailed blood testing. I'm sure they did cardiac troponin, BNP, galectin 3, ST2, all the standard cardiac biomarkers for advanced cardiomyopathy. And in addition, they did electrolyte tests. They knew if he had a low potassium, a low magnesium. You know, it's at the start of the game, so it's extremely unlikely he was dehydrated. And, you know, there was no mention of all that. So I got to tell you, when doctors don't mention it, chances are it's all normal. And if that's the case, we're now starting to head towards a key test, which he could not have on the ventilator, and that's cardiac MRI with late gadolinium contrast. And so once he's stable enough to go to the MRI unit for a cardiac MRI, that'll be the next important test. There'll be probably an invasive test called coronary angiography and another one called electrophysiologic testing, because they'll test for the coronary circulation to the heart, make sure it's normal, and then the electrical stability. It's very possible he'll need an implantable cardiac defibrillator.
So you're thinking then, as reports are, that he's taken off the breathing apparatus today and maybe getting back to some normal behaviors, that maybe perhaps the next 24 or 48 hours he starts to undergo some of these other tests that might give us a better idea of what was going on.
That's true. In fact, he was off the ventilator last night and he was able to FaceTime. He was able to do complex mental functions. So I anticipate he's going to have a full normal neurologic recovery, which is wonderful. And now it's stable. There's really no rush for the other tests as long as he's on the monitor. But a key one will be cardiac MRI. We'll be looking for the results of that one.
Now, is this the type of thing where he will either be diagnosed with a myocarditis situation, or could they potentially find one of these fiber clots that we've seen in so many vaccinated patients, some getting up to 6 feet long? Is this the process where that would be identified?
Yeah, I really doubt a blood clot because, you know, he's in such good shape. He's great mobility. and it would be unlikely that that precipitated this electrical cardiac arrest. Now, believe me, blood clots have happened in the pro athletes. Max Maxwell, a New York Jets player, is sidelined because of blood clots, among others. So, you know, there will be assessment for that, but I would doubt that clinically. I think it's a primary cardiac problem.
Now, you bring up the electrical issue here with the heart. Where does that come into play? Because obviously this is why the people continue to talk about the comatose cordis, because that deals with the electrical issues there. What about with the vaccine? Because I don't hear too many people talking about the electrical problems with the heart. How does that play in here?
When the COVID-19 vaccines, when they install the genetic code for the spike protein, it causes inflammation and a small scar develops weeks or months afterwards. And that's the site where a reentrant abnormal cardiac rhythm takes over in the setting of a surge of adrenaline, which is exactly, you know, would be the context of him making that tackle. Big surge of adrenaline, and then he goes into a reentrant arrhythmia. All experts, myself included, have ruled out this commotio cordis suggestion, which has happened in baseball players, lacrosse players, hockey players. That's due to a projectile to an unprotected sternum. Football players take a helmet into the sternum, you know.
All right, let me just pause right there because we got to take a break. Let's continue that on the other side. This is an important issue with Dr. Peter McCullough. We will be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Rider.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Dr. Peter McCullough with us. A couple breaking news stories real quick. The 13th vote for Speaker has just began. You still have Biggs and Boebert and others holding out, three of them right now. The vote just went to Byron Donalds, and he didn't vote. So I don't know if he's just not there right now or if he's deciding to abstain, but did not vote Donald. So we'll be maintaining that. But as soon as that others number gets to seven, I think that's the threshold, unless a Democrat or three vote for McCarthy. I think the simple majority is now 215 based on the last vote tally. I don't know why they won't tell us this. I mean, they still say on Fox News, even after the vote was over, McCarthy appears to lose. No, he lost. So they're just totally in the tank for McCarthy, and they're just not even giving us all the information. But we'll continue to monitor that. Another story, I have just been told, and I've not had any time to look into this, I've just been told that Ashley Babbitt's mother has been arrested in Washington, D.C. So, this is just breaking. I don't know the full story. It's just been reported to me, Ashley Babbitt's mother arrested in Washington, D.C. So I guess the January 6th ceremonies continue. They killed her daughter in cold blood 2 years ago. I guess now they just want to go after her mother, too. These are sick people we're dealing with in D.C. All right, now back to the discussion at hand with Dr. Peter McCullough. All right, so Dr. Comito Cordis is what they kept telling us, and I think we've all pretty much heard of that now, and we've seen the diagrams and everything that it means. And so it sounds like there's kind of a balance here where it was not necessarily the hit that caused a Comito Cordis, but it was the hit, the adrenaline of the whole thing that perhaps caused him to go into cardiac arrest because there may have been some underlying issues ahead of that. So kind of pick it up where you last left off, why you think now it's completely fair to rule out the Comito Cordis, even though that's what they want us to think it is.
How doctors do this, Owen, is we rule it out what's called mechanism of injury. The pads that protect the sternum, it's called the sternal plates in football, are there for a reason. In a study in the American Journal of Cardiology in 2007, they proved that the football pads that go over the sternum now completely prevent any chance of commotio cordis. So we can completely rule that out. The players take helmets in the chest. Virtually every set of downs. I ruled that one out basically after I watched the replay a few times. I think it's ridiculous that any doctor went on TV and suggested that. It's just as ridiculous as doctors who went on TV and said it's not the vaccine without knowing the vaccine status.
Yeah, and I mean, I got a lot of flack for this too. I said I believe it was the hit that caused the event, but perhaps it was a vaccine status or injury that made a bad situation worse. And so we're still waiting for answers. But you know, here's the conversation that I see, or the future of the conversation, Dr. McCullough. I think it only goes two ways at this point, because look, I've covered the NFL long enough to know They're gonna try to not be honest. Let me just put it that way. They may not come out and lie to you, but they're gonna do everything they can to not be fully transparent and honest about this. But I don't know if they're gonna have a choice, because the conversation goes two ways at this point, Dr. McCullough. And as you just stated, if we can rule out Comito Cordis, well, now we've got to have this discussion, which is, one, football is now a sport where what is considered a routine tackle can cause a potentially life-ending event. That's a discussion that is going to have to be had if they're going to tell us this has nothing to do except he just had an event because of this play.
Or they're going to have to come out and say, well, okay, there was an underlying condition that caused his cardiac event. And if it was caused by the vaccine, well, now you've got a whole nother issue. All the other NFL players are going to be concerned. But either way, the NFL players should be concerned. I think this Saturday and Sunday are going to be very interesting days because you're either going to have the conversation where a normal routine hit for the NFL could be potentially life-ending, or all these vaccinated players are at a risk of having a cardiac arrest event on the field. Which way does the conversation go? I don't see it going any other way here, Dr. McCullough.
It's true. You know, I want to bring up one other possibility that fits with your analysis. There's a paper that appeared in European Journal of Cardiology Case Reports in 2021 by Gregory Basuli and pointed out that patients who have myocarditis, these two cases in this paper were not due to COVID vaccines, it was before COVID, but if they do sustain blunt trauma, it can trigger a cardiac arrest. So not commotio cordis, but just the adrenaline and then also the mechanical force. But you're right, the players looked so unbelievably pale and nauseated. I know they were incredibly concerned about DeMar, but many of them probably thought, wait a minute, could I be the next person to go down on the field to play?
And that's, I think, what was so shocking. And we've seen really severe injuries in the NFL before. Obviously, we've seen broken bones, broken legs. We all remember that. There have been severe head, neck, back injuries that have caused some pretty serious scenes on the field. Ambulances to come out, guys getting basically cut out of their equipment. And the difference has been, though, normally, either within a short period of time or before they even put the player in the ambulance, they either have signs of life or can confirm that, hey, he's had a serious injury, but he's going to be okay. We have the situation under control. That was not the case there. They sat there for almost 10 minutes and watched them trying to revive DeMar Hamlin. Thank God they were finally able to do so, but it took almost 10 minutes. So a lot of the guys are probably sitting there thinking, is this it for him? Has my friend, has my brother, has my colleague, is this it? Is this the last time we're going to see him going off this field in the ambulance? A very real situation. And again, like you said, it hasn't really been addressed. It hasn't really been rectified. It's got to be tough for an NFL player now. The sport has always been dangerous, but this is a new level of danger. Like you said, you could see it on their faces.
It's true. You know, if the doctors came out and said, listen, he had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or he had an unusually low potassium level, there's a clear-cut cause. I think everybody could, you know, their tension levels would go down. But we've had now 3.5 days of silence of what the doctors think caused it. 3.5 days of silence on whether or not he took the vaccine. The FDA says the vaccines caused myocarditis. The autopsy studies show if people found dead after the vaccine, that myocarditis can be fatal. Everybody in the stadium, everybody on the field knows this now. In fact, this just occurred about a week after the Rasmussen report. Oh, and the Rasmussen report was a large survey of Americans. And the bombshell finding was that 28% of Americans know somebody who's died of the COVID-19 vaccine.
And so, again, I understand why. I mean, look, if I'm the NFL, you're really trying to thread the needle here because the NFL loves to rub shoulders and be in good standing with the establishment, so they don't want to go against the grain on the vaccine status. But at the same time, the NFL has to have some sort of self-preservation here to say, are we going to sacrifice our good standing with the establishment and say the vaccine may have been a problem here, or are we going to try to maintain good standing with the establishment and tell the players, hey, your next routine tackle might cause you to have a cardiac arrest event and need resuscitated on the field. I don't know how it goes either way. Now, Dr. McCullough is with us. I do want to move on because I want to talk about the Fauci files as well. These are big developments, folks, and you just heard James Comer on the floor of the House say, when we get back in control of this House, whatever it takes to get this vote finished, we're going to investigate Anthony Fauci. This is a big development. We'll get Dr. Peter McCullough's take on it on the other side of this break.
taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. We won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document it to clean out your cells, your mitochondria, take your immune system to the next level, and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast, keeps us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, monitoring the 13th vote that is on the way. Some interesting developments there, but we'll just wait until the final tally before we report on it. And then also, I'm getting information. Ashley Babbitt's mother arrested for allegedly jaywalking in D.C. today. I mean, this is just so despicable, man. This country is so sad and corrupt. First, Ashley Babbitt gets murdered in cold blood. Her killer walks free.
and then the mother gets arrested on the anniversary of her daughter's death 2 years later. It's just sick, man. D.C. is a sick, disgusting, twisted place. May God have mercy on the Babbitt family. And may God have mercy on our souls for what we've done here. It's just sick. Now, getting back to the conversation here, part of that sickness is Anthony Fauci, quite frankly. And so Dr. Peter McCullough with us here to discuss the latest upcoming Fauci files, which we were expecting to get today, I thought. At least we're going to have them by the end of the week. So I'm not sure if they plan on releasing those later this afternoon or they're going to delay it. But, you know, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? All the lies that Fauci has told have now been completely proven as lies. He knows nothing about gain-of-function research. Really, we have your signature on gain-of-function research. We have you on multiple videos talking about gain-of-function research. I mean, so he can deny it all he wants. We have the paper trail. We have his own words out of his mouth. Of course, the COVID-19 vaccine, he lied about the safe and effectiveness of that. And so if he thinks he can just scurry away here and hide from any justice, I don't know if it's going to be so easy. You know, he might have gotten away with what he did during the AIDS pandemic. They made a movie all about him, the Dallas Buyers Club. He was the bad guy. Fauci was the bad guy in the Dallas Buyers Club movie, and he got away with that. This COVID scam, though, I don't know if it's going to be so easy for him to get away here, Dr. McCullough.
I agree. I think he's in trouble. You know, keep in mind, his official position in the U.S. government was small. He was the division head of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That's not a big position. And then without any type of vote or vetting, he was elevated to a much higher position in terms of an advisor on coronavirus. He's already been deposed and said he can't recall over and over again. These files are going to be an indictment over malfeasance in so many areas. And I anticipate they're going to investigate conflict of interest, connection with his spouse and National Institutes of Health Ethics, gain-of-function research. How did he communicate with the CDC and then also with Twitter and the FBI? I think he's being set up, honestly, like most small people in government, to be a scapegoat. I think he'll be a scapegoat for what is a much larger operation, and that is a national security operation that became the COVID-19 pandemic response.
I mean, if that's the case, there's no way a guy like Fauci goes down on his own. I mean, I figure if that's the case, he's going to be grabbing onto the ship that put him there and try to drag it down with him.
You know, we've already heard through the release of some of these Twitter files that the CDC and the FBI were hand in glove with Twitter on crafting this false narrative, this government narrative that worked to suppress any forms of early treatment and protocols, suppress any information on vaccine safety and risk mitigation, and then massively promote these frequent vaccinations into individuals that's resulted in record numbers of injuries, disabilities, and deaths. So I can tell you the questions I have is, you know, who is giving the FBI and the CDC their direction? And I think it's going to go all the way up the intelligence community. I really do. I think it's going to go all the way to the White House. And there'll be a lot of smaller people like him who will be scapegoated.
Well, how about this? Because you've been really on the front lines of this when the frontline doctors first came out and when we were talking about COVID and then moving on to the COVID vaccines with the misinformation or disinformation or outright lying we've gotten from our government and health officials. You've been boots on the ground of this really day one, leading from the front. From that point in time to now, what has the system of support looked like? I mean, the number of doctors, the amount of information you're able to get out. Talk about kind of this growth period from where this began to where we're at today.
From the very beginning, we were communicating through a variety of systems, and we learned to use more and more systems over time. I do have to say, I think there's been two big advances, Owen. The first one is Substack. And scientists started to learn that we could communicate rapidly through Substack and give cited references and materials to one another. And then the other big advance was Elon Musk. And what happened at Twitter was amazing. You know, I had one of the top Twitter doctor accounts, mainly doctors followed me. I was suspended for 2 months with a case number. I was probably the least suspended out of all the prominent doctors, and now I'm back, and without the unfollow, the the blacklisting and the shadow banning, my followers are growing greatly. So I think Substack and Elon Musk have been the two biggest sources that have promoted the First Amendment right to free speech, which scientists have to, and helped us battle against this big tech government false narrative that's been imposed on the people.
So where Fauci or these government institutions were able to censor you and censor other doctors and censor this information about COVID or the vaccines, the origin of COVID, the truth about the vaccines from getting out, you guys found the workaround, and that was Substack. Now, I do recall at the time, you may recall this as well, they tried to censor you guys off Substack too. And the people that ran Substack said, no, we're not going to engage in that censorship. So then Substack became a good place for you to share information. But now that you're back on Twitter sharing it there, it's getting a big response. And I think, too, not just Elon Musk opening up Twitter as a platform for you to get the truth out, but also Elon Musk has been extremely skeptical. Elon Musk has called for investigations. Certainly that has hurt the establishment trying to control this narrative.
That's completely true. Let me give you an example. Today there's been a discussion about this cardiac MRI in Damar Hamlin. Well, I quickly produced on Twitter the guidelines from the MHRA in the UK. The UK has guidelines for COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis that say an MRI should be done. That gives you an idea of how rapidly we can exchange information. I agree with you. I think Musk has blown this wide open. I had no idea that the CIA was implanted within Twitter. Almost certainly they're in Facebook and YouTube. Remember, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram still have full censorship and government false narrative operations going on. Twitter is open now. Substack's open. Getter and Truth Social, I think, are fine. But right, America's learned a lot about censorship in the last 3 years.
Well, and, you know, we were almost under a misinterpretation here where we would say, hey, we'll just speak about Twitter because that's what we have the information on right now, thanks to Elon Musk. And we'll just say, hey, Twitter was censoring me. But now we learn, actually, it was the FBI. Actually, it was the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, Mark Warner. I mean, here we thought it was big tech censorship, but what we kind of assumed was going on was some collusion. But now we know it was like, no, they were getting direct command from the FBI, from the Democrats, to censor us on Twitter. I'm not sure if we may have just lost Dr. McCullough's feed here, guys. What did we lose Dr. McCullough? All right. Unfortunately, we have lost Dr. McCullough's feed. That's okay. We're getting into big information now. We got a minute left of the segment. We're about to take a break. We'll get him back on. Folks, we're one vote away from another vote from McCarthy losing for a 13th time. However, he is getting more votes now than he has before. What's interesting, though, is as far as I can tell right now, Donalds, Perry, and Mace have all abstained. All right, we've got Dr. McCullough back with us. We're about to take a break anyway, Dr. McCullough, so just hold that thought. I'll re-ask the question. But, folks, you know, I don't trust the healthcare industries. I don't trust our government healthcare industries. And so that's why we have OnlineHealthNow.com, and that's where you get access to uncensored content. You can schedule virtual appointments and speak with a medical doctor. You can get exclusive treatment packages. You can shop for online doctor-approved supplements and so much more. So you don't trust, maybe you don't want to go to that hospital. You don't want to hear from your government health agencies. OnlineHealthNow.com is the solution. And that is, of course, a partner of Dr. Peter McCullough's wellness company. So this is good news for healthcare in the country. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speaker, there's some votes that didn't vote when their name got called up, and I'm wondering if that's just because they were all in the bathroom, but these were potential votes for McCarthy that he doesn't have in the bag right now that they're going to have to check back on the final roll, and so because of that, I don't know what the final tally is going to be. We'll continue to monitor that situation, but it's going to be neck and neck again. We're talking about basically like a three to five vote difference here that is going to decide whether or not we're going to see a 14th vote again, or this could be the final one with McCarthy getting the numbers. But it looks like right now he's going to be short again, but it depends on how these individuals who haven't voted yet either vote or decide not to vote. So that's a developing situation. Now, back to Dr. Peter McCullough here. So we were under this impression, Dr. McCullough, that we were being censored by Twitter and we were censored by these big tech companies. You know, we kind of had an idea that it might have been at the behest of the Democrats and the deep state just because they were doing their bidding. But now we find out, no, it was direct orders, not just them working in collusion or maybe just being synced up. No, they were under direct command from Democrats and government agencies to censor doctors and doctors like yourself and so many others. How does this change the perspective from you, a doctor that's been censored, or from all the doctors and others that have been censored to you? How does this change the story?
This changes the calculus greatly because I am sure that Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and others are going to say, listen, we were under U.S. government orders to do this. We were told to have this censorship. We were told specifically to block critical information on treatment protocols, on evolving information on vaccine safety. We were told to suppress this by the government. And so the key questions are, who gave these orders? The FBI agents are going to say, listen, we were under orders. And that question just has to keep going up the flagpole until we can see where this agenda starts.
And also, to me, this now doesn't become an issue because there are a bunch of lawsuits out there suing these big tech companies for the censorship. That is already ongoing. But this opens a whole other can of worms. I mean, there's no doubt now, in my eyes, this is a First Amendment violation. You know, Twitter or these private companies can make the argument saying, hey, what about our First Amendment to censor? Maybe there's a fair argument there. But when it comes to the government, that is strictly prohibited and forbidden. I mean, to me now, we're not just discussing a First Amendment violation as a possibility. We're discussing it as the case itself. And that, to me, is why this is getting more serious. Yeah, you want to argue, does a private company have the right to censor somebody on their platform? Fair argument. But the government running that for them? This, to me, is a totally different argument. And I know you're focused on your work dealing with the healthcare problems right now and the COVID-19 vaccine and everything. But, I mean, have you heard from lawyers or other doctors? I mean, are we looking at new lawsuits potentially? Because we now learn with the Twitter files that, no, it was actually our government calling for us to be censored.
So two elements here, Owen. One is Twitter and their culpability, and the concept here is state actor. The legal threshold is, did they have substantial encouragement to impede or infringe upon our civil rights? And I think that answer has already been given, that, in fact, they were actually told to do that. And the second issue now is that the government can be sued. The government can be sued for taking away people's civil rights. I think it's going to open up the door now. See, this is outside of the CARE Act and the PREP Act. This is beyond any type of indemnification of the crisis and the pandemic. Now this boils down to civil liberties.
Now, look. There is good news in all of this, bad news, because there is a massive awakening. I would imagine that the number of doctors that have come out to speak about this is like quintupled, or maybe even more than that, since you first began. I mean, we just saw 17,000 doctors warning about the COVID-19 vaccine, a far stretch from where it was when the vaccine first came out. But so there is some good news, including solutions. Hey, you don't want to go to the hospital? You don't trust that hospital anymore? Believe me, I get it. I'm the same way. You don't want to take health advice from our government institutions that have lied to us so much? I get it. Believe me, I'm the same way. So we've started OnlineHealthNow.com, partnered with the wellness company, and you, Dr. Peter McCullough. Talk about OnlineHealthNow.com, because to me, this is revolutionary to healthcare in America, but more importantly, it's a solution to those that have lost complete faith and trust in our healthcare institutions.
It's true. I'm really thrilled to be the chief scientific officer of the wellness company. It is providing really just-in-time healthcare as a cell phone app, and has providers, doctors, pharmacists, and others to help. It's very affordable with a low monthly subscription rate. And the supplements are combinations, so they're wonderfully priced in terms of what you get. But importantly, this is free of the influence of Big Pharma, free of insurance companies trying to tell doctors what to do. You know, many patients are seeking exemptions from these vaccines. Many of them are seeking alternative solutions from Big Pharma. It's all here at the Wellness Company.
Now, to me, this is how we can get faith back in any sort of healthcare out there, because I hear it all the time. Hey, I don't want to go to the hospital. I've got this thing going on. I don't want to go to the hospital. Hey, you know, the government recommends this treatment for this problem I have, but I don't trust the government. They've lied to me so much. And so this is a solution for those people. And also, though, I think the real challenge is not just to give the peer-to-peer access and not to just give the people a solution to their problems, but also the larger problem of the complete lack of trust, the complete lack of believing in anyone from the healthcare industry. You're really trying to save that here. I mean, we're trying to restore faith in this.
Right. After 3 years of of hardship and complaints. We're trying to do something constructive, Owen, that people can look to and say, you know what, this is a solution. Now, the company is new. Others are coming along as well, and we'll have progress. But what we're offering America and hopefully the world will be an alternative, another choice. People have felt locked in. And you know what was the straw that broke the camel's back? Is people were told they had to take a vaccine in order to have, you know, a procedure done or to have an office visit. And that was the line that I think that people were not willing to cross.
And, of course, after all of that, after all the demands to wear the mask and take the vaccine, and people couldn't even get treatments. Like you said, I mean, you couldn't even go get a treatment. You couldn't go to the hospital. I know people that had this issue personally. Oh, you're not vaccinated? No life-saving treatment for you. I mean, wow, as evil as that is, completely against a Hippocratic oath. But so now we're here, and I kind of bring this back to the situation where, oh, you're not allowed to know about the NFL player that had a cardiac arrest. You don't you dare ask about his vaccine status. But, oh, you want to go to a concert or a ball game? Well, you better let us know. You better wear the barcode right to let us know that you've had the vaccine status. I mean, is there any way? I mean, is this the way we try to level this playing field and balance this back out again?
I think what we do is we basically pound like a sledgehammer and we work to garner public support. I really think that the only court that's open is the court of public opinion. You know, we now have some sweeping sources of information. You know, our CDC says that only 13% of people are taking boosters of any type. That means 87% of people said, listen, they're done with this. You know, there's one group that could have theoretically benefited from vaccines, theoretically, and that was nursing home workers. I recently reported on my Substack that from CDC data, only 10% of nursing home workers are taking vaccines. I am telling you, people have lost their trust.
I see it everywhere, and the only places that are trying to restore that trust or uplift these now defunct, in my view, healthcare government agencies are the very establishments that promoted them from the beginning. I mean, do you ever see a situation here? I think there's a lot of guilt where a lot of people that promoted the vaccine, whether it be on television or elsewhere, they kind of feel guilt, but also embarrassment in that they don't want to admit that they were conned or they don't want to admit that they were part of conning you. As far as doctors are concerned, have you seen any flipping there from doctors that maybe feel bad about this and have changed their tune?
There sure is. You know, there's a very prominent UK cardiologist, Dr. Asim Malhotra. He was promoting the vaccines on Good Morning Britain. It turns out his dad took the vaccine. He thinks his dad died due to the vaccine. His dad was a prominent doctor. He spent a long time. I worked with him for over a year to try to come to grips with this about how could he support this, ultimately lose his father and make such a giant public health mistake as a public figure. He published two analyses that came out in the peer-reviewed literature, very solid. They have not been challenged. He made his own independent conclusions that the vaccines aren't safe, and he's joined me and others in a very vocal call to pull the vaccines off the market worldwide.
Wow, and that's big news, and this is just the dominoes beginning to fall here. I see the momentum going the right way on this. Remember, folks, you've lost all faith in the healthcare institutions, maybe even your own doctor for promoting the COVID-19 vaccine. There's a solution for you, OnlineHealthNow.com, partnered with Dr. Peter McCullough and the wellness company, OnlineHealthNow.com, folks. Access to uncensored content, schedule virtual appointments, get exclusive treatment packages. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.